Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is to Allah, the One, the Almighty. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the moral characters and values in Islam. And inshallah, today we will learn about the most important character of a believer, that is to say, sincerity. We will start by recitation from Surah number 98, verse number 5, to learn about the importance of sincerity in Islam. Rahman al-Rahim, we recite now from Surah number 98, Surah al-Bayyinah, verse number 5. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ.
And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him, and perform al-salat, iqamat al-salah, and give zakah, and that is the right religion.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah is teaching us that the religion of Islam is clear and simple, and its main core is worshipping Allah alone with total and pure submission to His commands. So simply, the religion of Islam equals submission and sincerity. Accordingly, our good deeds can't be accepted without sincerity. Okay, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever leaves this world with sincerity to Allah, the One, the Almighty, performing the prayers and paying the zakat, will die in the pleasure of Allah. This hadith is a glad tiding to every believer, as it clarifies how simple is the way to Allah's pleasure. To clarify the meaning of sincerity, we will recite now from Surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 1 and 2. Surah number 39, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 1 and 2. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahim. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The revelation of this book, the Quran, is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Verily, we have sent down the book to you, O Muhammad, in truth. So worship Allah alone by doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only.
Actually, sister, the address is to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, the recipient of the Quran, and to his followers. What is the message sent in these two verses? The message is to worship Allah alone, sincere in our devotion, and to conduct our life on this basis. It is a complete system, starting with the firm belief in the oneness of Allah, that is translated into a way of life for both the individual and the community. In these two verses of the Quran, Allah is clarifying how simple is the religion of Islam, and the message is to Prophet Muhammad, worship Allah alone by doing the good deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only. So now let us start by learning about the characters of a sincere believer. The first character, a sincere believer in Allah's oneness, submits only to Allah, bowing his head to none other than Allah, asking nothing from other than Allah. As for him, only Allah is the powerful. Indeed, all other creatures are weak, unable to do him or themselves either harm or good. It is Allah alone who gives, bestows favors or withholds them. What is the use then of turning to anyone other than Allah for help when all are weak and only Allah has the power? And let us learn the proof about these facts from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 16 and 17. Verse number 16 and 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman verse number 3, 17 and 18. Surah number 6, verse 17 and 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
And if Allah touches you with harm, none can remove it but He. And if He touches you with good, then He is able to do all things. And He is the irresistible supreme above His slaves. And He is the all-wise, well-acquainted with all things.
So this is the proof that everything in our life, the good and the harm, is only up to Allah. So we submit only to Allah. And we ask only our Lord Allah. We will recite also from Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 107, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to learn about the same fact that harm and good are only up to Allah the Almighty. Surah number 10, verse number 107. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. صدق الله.
And if Allah touches you with hurt, there is none who can remove it but He. And if He intends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor which He causes it, to reach whomever of His slaves He will. And He is the oft forgiving, the most merciful.
So actually this is the first character of the sincere believer, who is believing that only Allah is the one who can control the harm and the good in this life. The second character of a sincere believer is that he is the one who recognizes the unity of the system that conducts all the affairs in this universe. This means that the sincere believer is always in peace with all the creatures. He doesn't hurt, destroy, or waste anyone or anything. He is always in peace regarding life. The third character of the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim of the sincere believer is that he is the Muslim who obey all the commands of Allah. So his actions and his morals are a translation of the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. We must always believe that if I have sincerity towards Allah, this means that I am obeying all the commands of Allah and my life is ruled by the Quran rules and the Sunnah of the Prophet. So actually it was declaration of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, outlining the importance of sincerity as mentioned in Surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 11 up to 16. We will learn now about the declaration of Prophet Muhammad, outlining the importance of sincerity. From Surah number 39, we will recite from verse number 11 to verse number 16. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عبادي فاتقون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Say, O Muhammad, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing religious deeds sincerely for His sake only. And I did this in order that I may be the first of those who submit themselves to Allah in Islam as Muslims. Say, O Muhammad, verily if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of the great day, of a great day. Say, O Muhammad, Allah alone I worship by doing religious deeds sincerely for His sake only, and not to show off, not to set up rivals with Him in worship. So worship what you like beside Him. Say, O Muhammad, the losers are those who will lose themselves and their family on the day of resurrection. Verily, that will be a manifest loss. They shall have covering of fire above them and covering of fire beneath them. With this, Allah does frighten His slave. O my slave, therefore fear me.
Thank you, Sophie. Actually, this declaration by the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, outlining what he is commanded to do with regard to worship, devotion and submission. This declaration is very important in keeping the belief in Allah's oneness pure, as Islam wants it to be. This declaration was made once more with the Prophet's announcement that he will stick to his way, announcing, I am addressing all worship to Allah and submitting myself to Him. As for you, you can follow any way you want. So actually, sisters, this is Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is announcing that so long he is commanded to worship Allah alone and obeying His commands and to do the religious deeds sincerely for His sake, so he will follow that way. As he was commanded to be the first one to become a Muslim and to submit himself to Allah. And Prophet Muhammad is saying in verse number 14, Allah alone I worship by doing the religious deeds sincerely for His sake. Okay? And not to show off and not to set up rivals with Him in worship. This is Prophet Muhammad and this is the declaration of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And actually it is the duty of every one of us to have the same declaration and to announce to myself and to everyone that I am following my Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And I am saying Allah alone I worship by doing the good deeds sincerely for His sake only. Okay, this must be the most important moral character of the believer, because sincerity is the most important moral character for a believer, as the good deeds will not be accepted without sincerity. And I will clarify this in detail in this class and in the next class. According to the above, we can learn the definition of sincerity from the same surah, surah number... We'll learn, inshallah, the definition of sincerity from chapter number 6, Surah Al-An'am, from verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from verse number 162. Let us start from 161 to 164. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن أن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون صدق الله
استغفر الله الحمد لله say O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly my Lord has guided me to a straight path a right religion the religion of Abraham Hanifa that is the true Islamic monotheism to believe in one God Allah that is to worship none but Allah alone and he was not of al-mushrikeen see verse 2 105 say O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam verily my salah my prayer my sacrifice my living and my dying are all for Allah the Lord of the alameen mankind jinn and all that exists he has no partner and of this I have been commanded and I am the first of the Muslims Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah, while He is the Lord of all things? No, no person earns any sin except against himself only, and no bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. Then unto your Lord is your return. So He will tell you that wherein you have been differing.
Thank you very much. So actually, sisters, this is Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is clarifying to us the meaning of sincerity. Actually, these are the words of Allah, okay, and Allah is commanding Prophet Muhammad to say, verily, my salat, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, and my dying are for Allah. Okay, this is the meaning of sincerity. Sincerity is the complete dedication and submission to Allah in the most absolute of terms. It combines obligatory and voluntary prayers, life and death, or are dedicated to Allah alone, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Simply, sincerity is full dedication to our Lord, the pure intention in every saying and every deed to Allah alone. This is sincerity, the pure intention for every saying and deed to Allah alone. So let us now, actually as we are starting to learn about sincerity, which is a very important topic in Islam, okay, actually let us learn, okay, why I have to have the sincerity to Allah alone, okay? We will learn about some of the verses of the Holy Quran which will clarify to us why I must have sincerity to Allah alone. So number one, we will say, I can't have a Lord other than Allah when I am accountable to Him in my intentions and actions. This is number one. When you tell me, Sister Muna, why you are insisting on sincerity to Allah alone, I will answer you with the first answer, that I can't have a Lord other than Allah when I am accountable to Him in my intentions and actions. We will recite now from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 284. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 284. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم to Allah belong all of that is in the heaven and all that is in on the earth, and whether you disclose what is in yourselves or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it. Then He forgives whom He wills and punishes whom He wills, and Allah is able to do all things.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that to Him belongs all that in the heavens and in the earth, because Allah is the owner of everything. And whether we disclose what is in our own selves or conceal it, Allah call you to account for it. Why? Because Allah knows all our intentions, and our intentions are in our hearts. And Allah is clarifying to us that Allah knows what is inside our hearts. Okay? And Allah the Almighty will judge us according to our intentions. So if my Lord is, I am accountable to Him in my intention, so I tend to have a Lord other than Allah the Almighty. And at the end of this verse, Allah is clarifying that it is the will of Allah that controls this life. Allah forgives whom He will, and Allah wills and punishes whom He wills. It is up to Him. Whatever punishment and whatever reward, it is only up to Allah. Why? Because Allah is able to do all things. Actually, sisters, when we listen to this verse of the Holy Quran, we must feel in the depth of our heart how Allah is great, how Allah is powerful. So if Allah is so powerful, He can do everything, my punishment is up to His will, my reward is up to His will. Allah knows what is in the heart of every human being who was created on the earth. If you try to think how many trillions of trillions of trillions of human beings whom they were created on the earth since Prophet Adam until the day of judgment, you will never be able to know that number. Try to imagine that Allah knows the intention of every action and everything of all these trillions and trillions. Allah knows of all these intentions. Allah is recording all of these intentions. Everyone will be accountable to his intention in front of Allah on the day of judgment, and Allah can do everything, and Allah will forgive or reward, forgive or reward up to His will. Up to His will. So this is actually the most important knowledge which we must have from the Holy Quran regarding Allah, so that when you tell me, Sister Mona, you have sincerity to Allah, I tell you I am living with my sincerity to Allah. I can't have any showing off to any of the human being. They are just harmful handful of dust, all the human beings on the earth, whether they are very rich, whether they are kings, whether they are rulers, whether they are very poor, all of them and every one of them is just a handful of dust. So my sincerity is only to Allah, as I learned about Him from His words, from the Holy Quran. We will now move to another fact related to that I can't have a Lord other than Allah, as He is the one who conducts my affair and determines my course in life. Every one of us is under the impression that I am the one taking care of my affair, and I am the one who is determining my course in life. This is totally wrong. You must know that Allah is the one who is controlling everything, and Allah is controlling you and your actions. And Allah said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You will never have a will except by the will of Allah. So your will is controlled by the will of Allah. So can I have a Lord other than Allah? We will recite, the answer is no. And also you will learn another verse of the Holy Quran which is related to the same fact from Surah number 11, verse number 123. Millahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ فَاعْبُدُهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Salaam Azim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And to Allah belongs the ghayb, unseen, of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs for decision. So worship Him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you people do.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty is informing us about the equation of the worldly life. The equation of the worldly life is that Allah is the one who knows the unseen of the heavens and earth. For us human beings, the unseen of the heavens and earth is my present time and my future. So my future is known only to Allah. Only Allah knows how long I will be alive, what will be my deeds, I will be a good person or a bad person, whatever will happen to me in the future, and which every one of us is looking to know, we can't know anything about the future. The unseen is only to Allah. This is number one. And number two, regarding Allah, to Him returns all the affairs for decision. So it is not your decision. You try your best. You do the best. You use all the means. But what will be the final decision? The final decision is only to Allah. So if the final decision is only to Allah, and the knowledge of the future is only to Allah, so this means that Allah is controlling everything. So the question is, what about me as a slave of Allah? What is my role in this life? If I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, Allah is clarifying it. So worship Allah and put your trust in Him. Okay, so Allah in this verse of the Quran, one verse of the Quran, is teaching us the equation of the worldly life. To Allah belongs the unseen, and Allah is the one controlling all the decisions. Okay, this is two actions are for Allah. What about the true believer? The true believer, his rule in the worldly life is to worship Allah with sincerity and to have trust in Allah. And actually, if you try to reflect on these facts, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, you will feel how merciful is Allah. Because Allah is clarifying to me as a very poor, weak slave of Him, that Mona, or your rule in this life is to worship me. Obey my commands, then put your trust in me and forget it. Your life is very simple if you are a true believer. The problem is to believe in depth in my oneness. If you believe in depth in my oneness, okay, so you will be convinced that your rule in this worldly life is controlled by my will. So, in this worldly life, obey my commands. And then, don't worry. Don't worry, I am the one who is responsible for the decisions. So put your trust in me, because I know that you are a good servant of me. You are obeying my commands. So I will make for you an outlet from every problem. I will make for you ease after every hardship. I will reward you for every good deed. I will send for you my mercy and my tranquility. So long you are obeying the way which I clarify to you in verse number 123, chapter 11. Worship me and put your trust in me. And actually, sisters, if we can believe in the oneness of Allah in reality, with sincerity, from the depth of our hearts, we will live this worldly life correctly. Because in this worldly life, we are in the test. And in the test, I am not supposed to have happiness as my only goal. No, during the test, okay, you are looking for success, not for happiness. And if I am looking for success, I want to know what is the way of success. The way of success in the worldly life is to worship Allah, the owner, the controller, the all-knower, okay, Allah the Almighty, and then after you worship Him, after you obey your commands, okay, leave everything to Him. Why? Because He is the one who takes the decisions. Okay, so how I live my life? Full trust in Allah. Okay, so if I have Allah who is actually sending to me this message, I can't have a Lord other than Him. Also, number three, I can't have a Lord other than Allah while the whole universe is in His hand and both you and I are sustained by Him. Allah, the Almighty, is the source of all the blessings in this life. So, can I have a Lord other than Allah while He is the source of all the blessings? The answer is no. Also, regarding the sustenance, which everyone is living day and night looking for the sustenance. Sustenance is from Allah only. Only. Okay, you try your best, work day and night. Okay, but be sure that your sustenance is from Allah. And the proof for that is that there are some people in America, they work for 10 hours. And for these 10 hours, they earn around $200, for example. And in other countries, for example, in my country, if you work 10 hours per day, okay, you will earn $200 per month. They earn $200 per day in America, okay, for the same 10 hours. Okay, and in the other countries, they earn $200 per month. So this means that it is not up to the hours you are working. It is not up to your skills. It is up to Allah, the provider. We will learn about this from Surah number 51, Surah Al-Zariyat, verse number 22 and 25. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite now from Surah number 51, verse number 22. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa fi al-samai rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. Sadaq Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And in the heaven is your provision and that which you are promised.
Actually, sister, the question regarding this verse of the Holy Quran, how come our provision is in the heaven while we are living on the earth and all the means of provision are on the earth? Okay, the answer is that the command for provision is coming from the heaven. Okay, we must believe in this. In the heaven is your provision. And that which you are promised, this means that the decision for your provision is coming from the heaven, from Allah the Almighty, because He is the one who is controlling all the decisions in this life. We will recite also from the same surah, surah number 51, verse number 58, to be sure that sustenance is only up to Allah. In the same chapter, chapter 51, verse number 58, Allah is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ
الْعَظِيمُ. Verily Allah is the all-provider, owner of power, the most strong.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, this is a clear rule which every Muslim must believe in, not just to know it, to believe in it. Verily, Allah is the all-provider. Okay, so if I am looking for a provision, I must believe that the one who will decide for my provision is Allah. So I must try all the means, I must study hard, I must try to get the best qualifications, okay. Then, regarding having a job or not having a job, where is the job, in what place, what kind of job, it is a good one, it is a bad one, this is not up to me. This is up to Allah, because the job means provision, and provision is from Allah. So in this worldly life, all the time you must be connected with Allah, not to be connected with the means. You must try the means, because this is a command from Allah. Allah commanded us to try all the means. But at the same time, my heart is connected with the source of the provision, which is Allah, the Almighty. So I can't try the means while I am not obeying Allah. Then I will say I will have the best provision. You are trying the means, this is well and good. But if you are not obeying the commands of Allah, still Allah is the provider. Still it is up to Allah. No one knows what are the rules of the provision regarding Allah. But if you will earn any earning, okay, be sure that it will not be blessed except when you are obeying the commands of Allah. There are people whom they are earning 10,000, 20,000 per month, okay, and at the same time they are drinking, they are gambling, and they are losing all what they are earning because they are not obeying Allah and they are living a miserable life in spite of the fact that they are having very high earning. Okay, and there are people whom Allah didn't give them a lot of earning, subhanallah, but because they are obeying Allah, there is blessing regarding their earning. They are earning $1,000 per month, but Allah is blessing the $1,000 because they are obeying Allah. So in the equation of provision, always keep Allah the core regarding the provision. We will learn also about Allah, the source of all the blessings in this world, from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 18. Surah number 16, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 18.
وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. تذكر.
الله العظيم. 18. And if you would count the favors of Allah, never could you be able to count them. Truly, Allah is often forgiving, most merciful. So actually, sister, this is also a very important fact which every one of us must remember day and night, so that you will be thankful to Allah all the time. This is a very important fact regarding the rules of the Holy Quran. When you believe that the favors of Allah, that you can't count the favors of Allah because they are too much, we cannot count them. This belief must be clear in your heart. Because when this belief is clear in your heart, you will be all the time grateful to Allah. You will be all the time saying to Allah, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, all praise to Allah. So when someone will come and ask you or question you, sister, why you are all the time saying all praise to Allah while you are in troubles or you have hardship or you know you have trials in your life, you will tell her, my dearest sister, if I have one trial or two trials in my life, but the favors of Allah, I can't count them. I can't compare the favors of Allah with the trials. And also, sister, trials are part of the worldly life. So I can't forget about the favors of Allah because I am living a trial. Trial is the nature of the worldly life. When you remember this fact regarding that the favors of Allah are countless, you will be all the time in a good relation with Allah. And you will be grateful to Allah. And Allah said in the Holy Quran that if you are grateful regarding the favors, okay, I will increase them for you. And if you are ungrateful, okay, you will be punished by removing these favors. You are not appreciating the favors, no problem. Don't appreciate it. I will take it from you. And at that time, you will realize, okay, how these favors were very valuable for you. For example, every one of us, alhamdulillah, inshallah, is in a good health. So if you come and tell me, Sister Mona, why you look upset today? I will tell you, for example, because my husband lost his job. So I will tell you, because of this, I am so upset, I am not happy, I am questioning why and this. So you tell me, Sister Mona, but look for the health. You still have favors. I tell you, what about the health? Everyone is healthy. For granted, everyone of healthy. Okay, after 1 month, you meet me again, and I am sick in bed. And at that time, I will be crying and telling you, I did a big mistake, Safiya, I did a very big mistake. Sister Hanan, I didn't appreciate the health as one of the most important favors in this life. How I can worship Allah if I am not healthy? How can I take care of myself? How can I support myself? How can I be not in need of the human beings in this life? Except with my health. I was not appreciating my health, so Allah remove my health. Okay? So we must believe in this. We cannot play a game with Allah. Okay? This is the problem of the human beings. Most of the human beings are playing a wrong game with Allah. They are not appreciating the blessing so that He will increase. And He will give more. And the reality is the opposite. If you are not appreciating a blessing, so okay, or a favor, I will take it from you. Okay? And when you cry to get it again, you will not. You will not. We must know this about Allah the Almighty. And inshallah, we always have Allah as our Lord. Next, regarding having only Allah as our Lord. Yes, you have a question.
It happened to me over Christmas. I have a very nice umbrella, and it has smiley faces. Uh-huh. So I was looking at it, as I was looking at it, as I was packing to go on the trip, and I noticed that it doesn't have a curved handle.
Okay.
So I came back without it. I guess God said, okay, you do not appreciate it that much, somebody else will. My daughter-in-law, she had it with her in her room, and she just left it. She forgot it. So, and I said, it's okay. I learned my lesson, God. Let somebody else enjoy it.
You see? So and actually, this is, you know, a small thing. This is the umbrella.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the health.
Yeah.
This is not the kid.
Yeah.
This is not the religion, you know?
Right.
So actually, this is a very important fact in life. You must all the time appreciate that. Yes, and be aware and appreciate Allah's blessings. Also, we must believe that we can't have a Lord other than Allah. As to Him, we must return and face His reckoning. Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 62, verse number 8, to learn about the fact that I can't have a Lord other than Allah, because Allah is the one whom I will return to Him at the end of the worldly life, and He will be the one to judge me, and He will be the one either to reward me or to punish me with my eternal life, either in the paradise or in the hell.
I have a question. How do you work out contentment and ambition? How do you stay satisfied with the blessing that you continue to stay satisfied with the blessing that Allah had provided for you, and you have continuing ambition to do better, I mean to attain better things?
Yes. Actually, Safiya, the only way to have ambition and hope and be connected to Allah and appreciating the blessings is to have the Quran in your life every day. To recite the Quran every day, even 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages, but connect with the Quran, because the Quran is the words of Allah. So when you are connected with Allah, Allah will shower you with His mercy, okay? And so long you are getting the knowledge of Allah, the Holy Quran is the book of cure. It will all the time cure your spirit. This is number one. Number two, to keep your spirit in a good shape all the time, call on Allah while you are down in the sujood in prayer. Because when you are in sujood in prayer, you are in the most closed position to Allah. So while you are down in the sujood in prayer, okay, stay down, okay, a little bit. Don't just say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in the sujood and move up again. No, just stay a little bit and start to have a conversation with Allah. When you start to have a conversation saying to Allah, oh Allah, for example, today I'm very upset. Everyone is not talking to me in a good way. What can I do? And I learned that only to Allah I must put my problems and I must complain. So now I am telling you this, Allah, and you are my hope, and you are the most merciful, and you are the all-powerful, and all of this. When you have this conversation with Allah, Safiya, Allah will shower you with His mercy. And you will feel that you get rid of the burden of the problems, because you leave it to the only one who can take a decision. Okay, so when you have this conversation with Allah, actually I always believe that sujood is the psychological treatment of all the psychological problems. Why? Because so long you believe that the only one who can find a solution for my problem is Allah, the only one. This is the most important, Safiya, is first to believe in the power of Allah. And because of that, I am giving this class before learning about sincerity. To be sincere to Allah and to have purity of intention in your actions to Allah, you must first believe that Allah is the one who can do everything. Allah is the one who controls everything. Allah is the one who can give and take. Allah is the one who can give life and take life. Allah is the one who can cure. Allah is the one who is providing. Allah is everything. So when I believe that Allah is everything and He is controlling me day and night, I am in His hands day and night, so immediately I will have purity regarding Allah. When you tell me, Sister Mona, ask someone to do for you this and that, I tell you, no, Safiya, I learned. when Dhuhr prayer will come, I will do sujood, and in my sujood, and actually believe me, when I learn the Quran, alhamdulillah, now if I want to go, for example, to dealers to buy a skirt, for example, while I am in the sujood, I will say to Allah, oh Allah, I can't turn many times in dealers. Please let me, when I enter dealers, I find a good skirt and I leave immediately. You see, Safiya, this is when you feel from the depths of your heart that Allah is the one controlling everything. You will have the only connection with Allah, the Almighty. When you have the connection with Him, He is the one who is controlling the hearts and the feeling. He will shower you all the time with His mercy. So you will be all the time in His mercy.
Okay. Sometimes I know that God created us for a good purpose. So He might want you to study more and get more, not for your pride, but to help somebody else. So as long as you are connected, like Sister Muna is saying, then you know that you are doing right. To be ambitious is okay. Because you're doing His work.
Yes. This is very important. You know, Safiya, so all the time, number one, don't forget about dua. Dua is very important. Dua is a relief. Because you feel that you get rid of everything. And also, try to recite the Quran in your language. You know, this is my advice. If you can't understand the Arabic, don't waste the time to read Quran which you don't understand. Quran is not a book just to read. Quran is a message. I must get a benefit. If I stayed with the Quran for 10 minutes, I must get a benefit of 10 minutes. Okay, so recite the Quran in your language. It will touch your heart. When it touches your heart, it will give you, you know, a mercy and tranquility, inshallah. And number three, Safiya, the good friends. The good friends, those whom they remind you with Allah's mercy, not others whom they are complaining from Allah's decree. Okay, this is a very important also to have someone who is reminding you with Allah. Now inshallah we will learn about Allah, our only Lord, to Him we must return and face the reckoning. We will recite from Surah number 62, Surah Al-Jum'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 62, verse number 8. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Say to them, verily the death from which you flee will surely meet you, then you will be sent back to Allah, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen, and He will tell you what you used to do.
Actually, sister, this is a short verse of the Holy Quran, but it has a very strong message. Allah is clarifying to everyone, verily the death from which you flee will surely meet you. And you will be sent back to Allah, the all-knower of the unseen, and He will tell you what you used to do. So actually, if I believe I can't escape the meeting of Allah, and that meeting, in that meeting there will be the decision for my eternal life. Either eternal life in paradise or eternal life in the hell. This is up to Allah the Almighty, up to the mercy of Allah, because none will enter the paradise except through Allah's mercy, even Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Accordingly, I can't have a Lord other than Allah. Also, to believe that I can't have a Lord other than Allah, as He is the one who grants grace and forgiveness to all those who repent of their deeds. Okay, this is actually the verse which is giving all the hope in the Holy Quran. It is the verse of hope in the Holy Quran. Surah number 39, chapter 39, verse number 53, as it is clarifying that Allah is forgiving all the sins, and this is an encouraging message to everyone to repent to Allah and to start a new life. We will recite now from Surah number 39, Bismillah الرحمن الرحيم سورة نمبر 39 verse number 53.
He said the verse of what?
Of hope. The verse of hope. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Say, O عبادي, my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is often forgiving, most merciful.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah is sending a message to the slaves whom they have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins. So it is not a message for the true believers. Okay, it is a message for those whom they went astray. Okay, Allah is saying to them, despair not of Allah's mercy. So this is a clarification of how Allah's mercy is so great, as all those whom they transgressed against themselves, they can have Allah's mercy, as Allah forgives all the sins except one sin, to have a partner with Him. Okay, Allah forgives all the sins, it is up to Him to forgive, okay, except to have partners with Him, as Allah is the of forgiving and most merciful. We also, sisters, we can't have a Lord other than Allah when we have all these indications, inspirations and evidence pointing to the truth that Allah is the only Lord of the universe. This is the reality of sincerity, purity of intention of every action, and saying for Allah. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about sincerity, which is the most important Muslim character. Let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.